Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, President of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening. I also want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every Sunday morning with a show for maybe the past 8 or so years. So the Chamber is located at 9 East Main Street in Westminster, Maryland. But even more important than that, you can find us at carrollcountychamber.org. You can find about 680 local businesses who are members. So I encourage you, before you do anything, before you go out and buy any products, before you go out and hire anybody, check out our website, because we've got local members who believe in the local community. And as is my actual custom, I like to bring on one of our members and talk a little bit about what they're doing. So, hey, in Westminster, in Carroll, we have a couple of local colleges, and we've got one that's a four-year college, and it's the College on the Hill, McDaniel College, right in Westminster. And I'm happy to have with me Professor Robert Lemieux of McDaniel College. Robert, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
Great to have you. It's great to have you here. And man, well, you've got something exciting to talk about for folks here. And I really want them to listen up, because you are not only a professor, but you're also an extraordinary expert on icons of American animation. And that's something you've got going on right now from January 3rd to March 12th. So let's talk briefly about what that is.
Sure. It is, as you pointed out, Icons of American Animation, a dual venue exhibit. Part of the art is on the campus of McDaniel College in the Rice Gallery. Part of it is at the Tevis Gallery at the Carroll County Arts Council. And it's 150 pieces of original animation art spanning the 20th century. Everything from television and film. It is a pretty comprehensive show, and I'm certain that anybody who shows up to view the exhibit will recognize characters from their childhood, their adulthood. It's an impressive arrangement of art.
Yeah, you know, Robert, I've had a chance to see a lot of these of this artwork, and I think if there's ever a time where people need to get in touch with their inner child, this is it. I mean, two years of this freaking COVID, and now we're in the middle of winter and it's cold out. And if you can check in to either of the places and go and walk up and down the aisles and look at this animation. And for those out there listening, these aren't copies. These are the original things that were drawn, some of them almost 100 years ago.
Correct.
And it just brings you back. So I'd like to get back into that, but I want people to know a little bit more about you. So what do you teach at McDaniel, and how long have you been there?
I've been at McDaniel for 25 years, and I teach in the communication and cinema department. And so I have a film background, small film background. And one of the things that interests me within film is animation. So this exhibit was sort of a natural progression from my interest in animation. And a three-year project. It took, a little over 3 years to put this together in terms of finding the art, coordinating everything with McDaniel, with the Arts Council. It's quite an endeavor, and I'm just so pleased that people are excited about it. It's a good feeling. It really is. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, and I've talked to some folks who have been to it, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is so cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you get interested in animation? But you answered it right there. So that's, that's very cool.
Now, what people don't realize, you know, animation, over 100-year history, and you're talking about whether it's feature films, which most of us are familiar with, or animated shorts, which was the predominant form of animation throughout much of the 20th century. The little animated shorts that you used to see before a feature film no longer exist. There's the history is filled with cultural relevance and artistic beauty. It's impressive.
All right. Now, I want to get more into some of the specifics of what folks can see, but I also want to ask you before we do that, where can they find the information on this? I know you've got a website up for this.
Yes, the website is courtesy of Gage Digital Media. They've created a beautiful website, iconsofanimation.com. It lists all of the events, the hours for both venues, and it has all of the art on a gallery page, so you can see all of the art that's in the show. Although, and it looks beautiful on the website, but it does really no justice to what you see when you're in person looking at the art. So again, icons of animation.
Okay, and then you guys are located in two separate places. I know you've touched on that, but tell people specifically where all this artwork is being.
So I would say about 60% of it is in the Tevis Gallery, which is in the Carroll County Arts Council. I'm sure everybody is familiar with that, right there on Main Street with their theater marquee, beautiful marquee they have. And then probably 40% of the art is in the Rice Gallery on the campus of McDaniel College. And if you're unfamiliar with the campus, you know, probably the one building that most people are familiar with would be Little Baker Chapel. And it is the building just to the left of Little Baker Chapel. Beautiful building. And there, as I said, there's about 40% of the art in the Rice Gallery on the campus of McDaniel.
Okay. And then
both venues are free. And there's no cost to attend this.
Oh, I like that. I was going to ask you that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're kind of going over some of the specifics like that, what are the hours when these places are open, when people can stop by?
I know the McDaniel is 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, 12 to 5 on Saturday. And the Arts Council is now in their winter hours. And I believe they are 10 to 4 on Monday, Friday and Saturday, I believe, and then they're open late 12 to 7 on Tuesday and Thursday. And those hours are also on the website.
Okay. And on the website, I mean, let's suppose somebody really wanted to see mm-hmm. something that was drawn about, like, let's say, let me find one here. Something like Snow White? They could look here and they'd know where that's displayed, either at the college or at the
art. Correct. Well, and you know, and the Disney art, because, you know, Disney is the most dominant animation studio. Absolutely. So there's a pretty good amount of Disney art. We kind of split that between both venues. So really to see everything, yes, you have to go to both venues. And if you don't, you're really missing out on some quality material, whether it's Disney or whether it's some other production studio.
Well, I say people stop off and they go to one of them and then they hit a restaurant on Main Street for lunch and then they go to the other one.
Great idea.
All right. In case you
are you buying, by the way, are you buying that?
I'm buying. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Whoever calls me up first, I'll buy them lunch. But listen, in case you just now tuned in, mm-hmm. I'm talking to Professor Robert Lemieux from McDaniel College, and he's talking about this amazing display that it took him 3 years to put together, Icons of American Animation, which is running from January 3rd through March 12th of this year. And you can find, was it like 150 pieces of art, right?
Yes, there's a lot of art. There really is.
And there's a lot of it displayed at the Carroll Arts Center on Main Street in Westminster. And then you've also got a lot of it at McDaniel College right up the street from there. So mm-hmm. I understand you told me that this has garnered some statewide folks looking into. You were on WBAL recently with our own Jennifer Franciati from Westminster.
Yeah, very fortunate for the media coverage, both WBAL, Fox 45 just the other day, the Frederick News Post newspapers covered it, the Carroll County Times has covered it. I know WBAL Radio has covered it, WYNPR has covered it. So there is a considerable amount of interest in this exhibit, as there should be.
Yes, and of course, now you're on Chamber Chat WTTR, so it can't get any higher than that.
The pinnacle of my career, right?
That's right. The number one business radio show in Carroll. Maybe the only one, but still the number one. Hey, you know what? I remember sitting in with you in some of the meetings that you had. Mm-hmm. Saying, how could this thing, you know, how would you fund this thing? How would you make it happen? Right. So it could be free. And things like this don't happen without the sponsors who get behind it. And I think it's only fair to run over some of the sponsors that you've got. That have really stepped up and stood behind you. And a lot of these folks are actually members of the chamber because they're the type of folks who believe in reaching out for local things. So let's go over a few of them. I've got your guidebook here and I've seen, obviously, McDaniel College is a major sponsor of this. And I've also got Gage Digital Media.
Right. They can do the web.
Yep. I got Carroll Hospital. We're involved. Coffee Music on Main Street, probably the best, the absolute best store for what they do in the state.
And the interesting part about coffee is, because there's a music display, because music's a huge part of animation as well, they provided a few instruments on loan for us to sort of accentuate our display of the music pieces of animation. Very nice. I really thank Bob Coffee for that.
Oh, he's great. I've also showed Cone Creative.
Cone Creative, Matt Cone, very instrumental in sort of talking about exhibit design with me. Great conversations with Matt Cone.
I see Ting, crazy Ting. Fast internet folks here in West Westminster. We also show the Velnosky Wealth Management Group of Jani Montgomery Scott. They are actually in our building right upstairs from us. And I talked to them. They said they enjoyed so much going to this.
Colleen and Doug from Velnosky, very influential in terms of their support. Greatly appreciated.
We've also got NWSB Bank, a division of ACNB Bank. They got behind you, as did Magic. Wonderful non-profit right in Carroll. That was cool. And then you've got Ain't That a Frame.
Ain't That a Frame did some provided some framing advice for us, as well as did some framing for us for some of the pieces. Fabulous.
The Lavin Family Fund.
Yes, the Lavin Family Fund is sort of a private fund that supported the exhibit. And so I think all of these speak to, you know, the community interest in the exhibit and their recognition of its potential connection to the community. And so as you mentioned, you know, you can't do this without that kind of support. And so we're, you know, super appreciative of that.
Yeah, and we were very happy at the Chamber to actually collaborate with you. And so was the library.
Yep. Yeah. The library has, Carroll County Public Library has, I believe, four programs associated with the exhibit. And you can see all the programs, I think, on the Carroll County Public Library website, as well as the animation exhibits website as well. We have all of the events listed out there as well.
All right, Robert, we're getting close to the end. Could you simply rattle off some of the displays you've got? I mean, you've got Hanna-Barbera.
Hanna-Barbera. We have Hanna-Barbera. We have Warner Brothers. Obviously, Disney.
Disney's all over the place.
We have Jay Ward. We have Fleischer Studios. And, you know, some of these aren't going to be familiar names to people, but they are important aspects of animation history. And when you show up, you might not recognize the name of the studio, but you'll probably recognize the characters. Like, if I say Jay Ward, it probably doesn't ring a bell, but if I say Rocky and Bullwinkle, or if I say the Do-Right from the TV era, I recognize those. So there's a good number of studios represented. There are some Academy Award-winning films represented. It's a pretty power-packed presentation.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend that anybody that has an interest in this, please take the time to stop on by. It's only going to be here until March 12th.
Mid-March.
And then after that, if you wanted to see any of these actual like originals, your odds are almost zero.
Correct. This all comes from a private collection, one individual's private collection. So, you know, it's not going to be the opportunity to see it again. I don't know if that'll exist.
Just probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Robert,
we're very fortunate.
Is there anything you'd like to toss in? Maybe give us the website again about this.
iconsofanimation.com. And again, it's dual venue at the Rice Gallery on McDaniel College campus, Tevis Gallery, Carroll County Arts Council, January 3rd. So we opened a little over a week ago and it runs through March 12th.
And it's happening. Happening right now. It's happening
right now. And consider this your invitation.
I like that. And for those people like my kids when they were growing up, there's nothing to do in this area. This is something to do. This is something amazing that the entire family can enjoy.
I agree.
Robert, thank you for being on the show with me today, okay? And thanks for all the hard work you did in making this happen.
Thank you, Mike. As you mentioned, the Chamber was a big part of this as well. So I want to say thank you for your involvement and appreciate being on your show. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, in case you just now tuned in and missed it, don't worry. We'll have this up on our website tomorrow. Been talking to Professor Robert Lemieux of McDaniel College regarding Icons of American Animation, an amazing display that's being held right now from January 3rd through March 12th. It's free to get in, and there's some that's being displayed at McDaniel College, and there's some being displayed at the Carroll Arts Center, and you are encouraged to go and see it. So you can find this show all of my past shows, all of our members, all of our events, including our trips to Ireland this year in March and to Greece in the fall, all by going to carrollcountychamber.org or by calling us at 410-848-9050. Or if you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off for one of Billy's amazing hoagies at Julia Nova's Italian Grocery. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening. Do something special, family or friends today. God bless.